Yeah, the details actually started from or were more emphasized because of what the first part of our year was, which was a very tragic and unfortunate event where we lost two Illinois State Troopers to Scott's Law violations and a third one to DUI. What's kind of scary about that for us is several of our Scott's Law violations were over 20 of our cars so far this year have been hit from those same violations. Several of them were actually under the influence of alcohol or drugs. So what we're trying to do now is just get out there and be very visible and show that there is actually a cost to getting one of these citations. And for the first thing is that it is a court appearance. It's a mandatory court appearance, so you must go in front of a judge and explain why you were not able to move over during those traffic stops that we were on or assisting with motorists or crashes.
And I know the other issue in terms of public education in regards to this, the law applies to basically any vehicle that has flashing lights, right? So that includes like tow trucks, wreckers, road repair services, things of that nature, not just the law enforcement lights as well, anything that has flashing lights.
And that's where our focus is also going to start shifting to, because traditionally what we've done is one of our troopers would make a stop, and then a backup officer would sit either in front or at the back of that stop and monitor traffic, and if someone violated the Scott's Law, then they would pull them over. What we're also having to worry about now is any vehicle with any flashing lights. And what many people are shocked about is that includes you. Anybody who's stationary on the side of the road with flashing lights, it is by law required that you move over if you can. And if you can't, because it's not safe to do so because of the congested traffic, you need to slow down drastically. So I pulled over several people and they've said, well, I slowed down. And I'd tell them, well, I've got you on radar. And yeah, it's a 70-mile-an-hour zone and you slowed all the way down to 67 miles an hour. I don't think that's going to help your reaction time, nor is it going to help our health if you were to hit the back of our scene. So it's very important to understand that this law does cover every single vehicle from the passenger car up through emergency vehicles that have flashing lights that are on the side of the road.